This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us on the program today. Going to talk a little football. Our Big 12 preview will continue as we look at the University of Colorado with B.G. Brooks. He's our Buffalo man. He will join us on the program today. Also on the program today, Jason Danley is going to join us from the College Fan Sports Network. They've been getting some publicity here. And Jason, we've known for a long, long time. And he had Victory Sports and started the NAIA. Has really turned that into quite the business and has moved it on. And the man that started ESPN Television has actually now purchased the whole entity. And it's called College Fan Sports Network. He's going to join us here in just a little bit to talk about that. Plus, the NAIA Preview Magazine is out. Who's number one in the country? Where does Hastings College and some of the other Nebraska schools of the GPAC stand as they get ready for their NAIA fall? And if all goes well, we are expected to be joined by Lane Grindle from the Husker Sports Network. And the reason we say that, they're en route from Alliance to North Platte. Do I need to say anything more? Sell hell.
You got it, Doug.
And we won't even mention, you know, that it could be a variety of companies that don't have anything in that neck of the woods. We are anticipating talking with Lane Grindle in the last segment of the program today. Why? Well, because the Husker Sports Network is making their yearly trip across the state. Alliance yesterday, North Platte today. They will be at Hastings tomorrow at Bullseye doing Sports Nightly from 6 to 9. Lane Grindle, Greg Sharp, Joe Gans, former Husker quarterback in town for that. Those are a few of the folks that will be on Sports Nightly tomorrow. They've got a list of folks that they're going to be talking with. We'll talk with Lane about that and about their trip and what all is going on as they make their swing through the state. They head to Beatrice and West Point, I believe it is, at the end of the week. Plus, it's Tuesday, so that means Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And that's all coming up between now and about noon here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I just didn't think Prince Fielder had the swing to keep it going, but I'm glad he won.
I'm going to tell you right now, how does Prince Fielder not sit out the second half of the season for swinging that hard at that many pitches in a row? That is truly amazing. And they ought to do one of those Fox Sports, those scientific documentary deals, you know, when they whack the guy in the cup with a 110-mile-an-hour fastball. One of those deals on his back. To swing that hard, every one of those balls, other than one, as far as the furthest hit, were all Prince Fielder. Those weren't just barely out of the ballpark. Those were bombs.
Yeah, they either went or they didn't. And so Prince Fielder wins it over Nelson Cruz. Again, you know, he didn't expect anybody like Nelson Cruz, but somebody out of the American League had to make it to the finals, and it was him. And Fielder picks up the win, the longest shot, 503 feet. All-Star game tonight. Yesterday, just about the time the show ended, they named the starters for the All-Star game. Tim Lincecum for the National League out of San Francisco and Roy Halladay of Toronto from the American League. You know, we were hoping it would be Zach Greinke, and then after they named Roy Halladay and show more of the numbers, why isn't it Zach Greinke? You know why it's not Zach Greinke? Because it says Kansas City Royals on the front of his jersey, and they feel it would be an embarrassment to put a Kansas City Royal, whose team is not very good, out on the mound to start the Major League All-Star game. You cannot tell me that the only reason it's Roy Halladay's older and he plays for Toronto, who has a better record. Zach Greinke deserves to start. If Greinke was pitching for a team that could hit the ball, he wouldn't be 10. He's got a 2.15 ERA. He wouldn't be 10-5. He'd be 14-1.
Well, he's got 129 strikeouts to Halladay's 106. I don't know.
2.15 ERA to Halladay's 2.85. Complete games, 5 versus 3. Both have 10 wins. If you're going to pitch Halladay, why aren't you pitching Wakefield or Beckett?
I Doug, you're right. You're right on. I think it's just a punch in the face of Kansas City Royals, and because he wears that uniform, you're exactly right. When you see Lynch come, don't you just go, where did this 16-year-old kid, why is he getting a uniform on?
Well, that's fine. Zach Greinke, though, I think is the same way.
Exactly. When you see those two, you think, what are they doing there?
Pretty immature still with all the things. I mean, remember, this kid pretty much left baseball when he was supposed to be that phenom at the age of 20, 21. And you can even hear it yesterday, Greinke and Trey Hillman, the manager of the Royals, who is one of the coaches, Joe Maddon of Tampa Bay, of course, for the American League, Charlie Manuel for Philadelphia, the National League. They were in the World Series, and then they each get to pick two coaches. And Trey Hillman of the Royals was one of those. Greinke commented yesterday after he was not selected to start.
I mean, I think it was the right decision. If I had to pick it, I would have picked that too, because I think there's something to be said about doing it for a longer period of time. I mean, he's as good as it gets. So if I was picking, I would have picked him too.
And to continue the BS, here is Trey Hillman on the selection. If he was, I guess the point-blank question was if he was disappointed that Greinke wasn't picked.
I think any manager would be hopeful, but to say I was disappointed or that I would have had any other opinion if I were in his shoes, no. I mean, you know, you look at all the factors that go into the decision, I would probably have defaulted to the guy that's got more experience as well.
My ass. If he was my guy, I'd be starting him. And if he was my guy and you didn't start him, I would kind of see that as a slight. So, Trey Hillman, I know you're saying the right things, but you know what? Come out and say, you know what? I think Zach deserved to start, but there's so many great pitchers that you got to pick somebody. And Zach will come in second, or he'll come in later in the ballgame in a key situation. But to say, well, I think Roy Halladay was not the right choice. He's not the right choice.
In the USA Today, they have published the statistics of almost, an amazing list of statistics, which you can run down anything you want. Walks per nine inning, Halladay leads 1.24, Greinke second, 1.48. So I guess there's your argument. He walks less people per nine innings.
And again, we're sitting here arguing over something that really doesn't make a whole lot of difference right in the grand world of things. But the opportunity for a player on a bad team to start, because it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. The pitchers are the only guys that really have that opportunity. The fans vote in everybody else. Well, they're not going to vote in anybody from Pittsburgh or Kansas City or the Diamondbacks or, you know, San Diego, somebody that's not good. I mean, even if you're a very, very good player, no longer is it the days of 25 years ago where you might have a great player, you know, Andre Dawson, Cubs last place. You know, well, he's Andre Dawson. That just doesn't happen anymore.
Doug, here's one for you that Halladay doesn't even make this list. American League most strikeouts per nine innings pitched. Greinke finds himself third on that list, 9.12 strikeouts. Nowhere is Halladay. He trails only Verlander from Detroit, almost 11 per nine innings, and Lester from Boston. He's third on that list. Halladay nowhere on that list. What do you do? He's going to get in there. He's going to what are they going to go? Two innings. American League finds themselves $130 favorite. Had to bet $130 to $100 on the American League heading into this game tonight.
Yeah, boy, got to be rooting for the National League if you've been parlaying over the last 10 years or rolling it over. You know, oh, well, I just want to win $10 this year. Oh, they lost. Well, I'll bet 20 next year. 40, 80, 160, 320. Holy crap, it's been 12 years. And if you're confused by why they say the American League has won 6 years in a row but hasn't lost in 12, well, remember the tie that occurred in Milwaukee. 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You know what, Tony? We usually wait till the end of the show, but we're so jam-packed today, let's give some folks a chance early in the show. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right now as we go into our first break, and we'll give folks a chance to call during the break. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, then you're eligible to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, some great grilling material, or even if you're just getting ready, it's BLT season. There are some tomatoes out there. They've got great bacon. They've got the snack sticks. to throw in the golf bag or the tackle box, or if you're on the road with the kids, pick up some snacks there and throw them in the bag and get down the road. Your chance to win a $25 gift card. Daddy, you have today's Troutman's trivia question.
One of the pitchers in the American League selected to the All-Star roster was Tim Wakefield.
First time ever.
First time ever. 11-3 record.
What's so unusual about Tim Wakefield?
Well, he's a knuckleballer. They don't get selected that often. Who was the last knuckleball pitcher to be selected to the All-Star game?
Who was the last knuckleball pitcher selected to the All-Star game? 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We come back with Jason Danley of College Fan Sports Network next.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy!
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for car buffs. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at jtmproducts.com.
Whether it's a power outage or to take along camping, a portable generator is a great thing to have. And Rich & Sons Camper Sales can save you over $300 on a factory-warranted 3,000-watt portable generator. These Kapoor generators safely run even electronic gear. Refurbished with a full 2-year warranty and in stock right now. Normally $1,500, just $1,199. But only while supplies last. At Rich & Sons Camper Sales, South 281 Grand Island.
If getting up to an estimated 100 miles per gallon isn't enough, then Motorsport Sales and Service is throwing in free gas, too. Adley Motor Scooters, veterans of 30 years of fuel economy, even back when they didn't need to be, are available at Motorsport Sales and Service from 50 to 150 cc. Easy to operate, no shifting required, easy to ride, 2-year warranty. Fun, economical, Adley Motor Scooters now at Motorsport Sales and Service, just west of 281 Highway 30 Grand Island.
Last season, it took 15 innings, but the American League prevailed in the Midsummer Classic.
Here comes the throw! Safe! And the American League wins it!
This season, Pujols, Utley, and Wright lead the NL charge into battle as they take on Ichiro, Jeter, Pedroia, and the AL squad.
Yo, wanted a swing and a fly ball, drilled deep left field, headed for the bullpen and gone!
It's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, Tuesday night on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Lane Grindle. Join us in person as we take it on the road to Hastings for Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network, live from Bullseyes on West 2nd and Hastings. We'll bring along some guests like Joe Gans and Greg Sharp. Plus, you get a chance to meet the folks from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. That's from 6 until 9 this Wednesday, live all across the Husker Sports Network, originating for one big night at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings.
A mix of clouds and sun will develop during the day today with a chance of a few showers or storms mainly early on with high temperatures around 90. Winds will stay variable at 10 to 15. Tonight, skies turn clear with a low around 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Put your arms up on the table.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Once again, some of our golfers from the area continuing to do well. The Nebraska Junior Amateur Championships for both boys and girls are taking place this week in Beatrice. The first of three rounds for the boys, the first of two rounds for the girls yesterday. And the two youngsters that won the match play a month ago had the first day lead in the stroke play. Donovan's Danielle Lemick fires a 77 for a three-shot lead over two others, while Shelby Stone of St. Paul is ninth, and Allie Van John from Pleasanton, a Kearney Catholic kid, is 12th in the race there. Andy Sajovic, 5 under 67. You're going to put him on your list of kids to punch.
Yeah. When do you make the – when you get a phenom, a try-on, or how close is he to –
what?
Ty Tryon.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, when you get a kid like that, you know, so much.
You're talking McPherson County. I didn't know.
No, sorry. Okay. Wasn't it Ty Tryon?
It's a dry county it used to be. Yeah. I knew you didn't know anything about that.
When you get a kid like that, when he makes that jump and goes to the PGA, how much better is he than Andy Sajovic? Oh,
that's John Hurley. They just got the whole package, I think. The whole package. Sajovic of 567. Josh Reinertsen a given had to feel pretty good. Hey, I shot under par. Oh, four back. Josh Reinertsen a given. Nathan Lewis, La Vista, both one under. Ryan McCarty of Grand Island went out early yesterday. He was sitting in the clubhouse at 2 over 74. He is tied for sixth. Riley Reinertsen of given a shot 4 over. He was tied for 14th after the first day, and we will update you on their progress a little bit later on today. We've got more to talk about, some new recruits for UNK men's basketball, also area baseball, whole lot more going on. But now, a man whose business card has become so big that I can't even fit it in my wallet anymore, Jason Danley from College Fan Sports Network joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning.
I just, you know, bring a dry erase marker board with me and just start writing it out on there and hand it to people.
Jason, we've known forever. Like to say every once in a while, we knew him since he was a punk kid hanging out with Gary Schaefer. But anyway, you've come so far from there, and we have had you on from time to time, and it's been a while, actually, but we've had you on previewing the NAIA football season and talking NAIA football. But, Jason, for the folks that are new to the area, we want to talk about the College Fan Sports Network, but talk about how we got to this point. I know it started, you were an NAIA kid, and your love of the game of starting with football and then in all sports, because as we know, it's hard to get information the smaller the school, whether it's a high school or a college. They just don't have the staff to do that, and you kind of stepped in and took that on. Tell us about the origination and now how it's got to where it is today.
Well, trying to give you the long and short of it, basically a couple of years ago, back in 2002, I took that step and said, gosh, there's just nobody out there doing anything for NAIA football. You can't get any information on these teams. Let's start a website, message board, and information page, basically, to just give people a place to go to find this basic information. And after about 3-4 months of doing that, I had a lot of coaches coming up to me saying, boy, this is great. You should really expand this. You should do this. You should do that. You should add baseball and basketball and all that.
And that was before you were married.
Yes. Yes. Very true.
People telling you what to do. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. So things expanded for me quite a bit in that first year. And I had a lot of different things that I, you know, needed to try and get accomplished in that first year to really have people say, hey, this is the legit media source. So, you know, took a lot of time to get it built up. After 3-4 years, started doing it full-time, and that was when it was just the Victory Sports Network. It continued on being the national media for NAIA-level athletics, and it just doing everything from doing a preseason magazine to putting on a couple football games a year. You know, we do an all-star game for the NAIA in the spring. We do a kickoff classic-style game in the fall. And just doing everything that we would want to do to be the national media for NAIA-level athletics. Fast forward to last October, and I inquired with the College Fan Sports Network because I looked at their website, and they had some NAIA information on there, but just wasn't, you know, very in-depth. It was basic stuff. And I inquired with them saying, hey, what if I, you know, provide you guys with some information and you pay me for that? And they came back and they said, well, what if you just come work for us? And we started the negotiations there, and we worked out a deal where the College Fan Sports Network acquired the Victory Sports Network. And as I started working that process, a name kept coming up, Bill Rasmussen. And the big thing that was on, you know, his business card was the founder of ESPN. And I was a little skeptical at first because I'm going, all right, yeah, okay, founder of ESPN, whatever. You know, I doubt it. And I started looking into this going, oh, my God, this guy is the actual guy that started ESPN with his son, Scott Rasmussen. So, the expectations and everything got elevated right away, knowing that you're going to be working with, you know, a media legend, you know, and the guy that started ESPN. So we worked out the acquisition last November, and ever since then, the Victory Sports Network has become part of the College Fan Sports Network and is being absorbed into that brand. And so, you know, from that point forward, we've really just been the College Fan Sports Network, and working with a guy like Bill Rasmussen on a day-to-day basis has just been absolutely one of the most fun things ever to happen in my life, just to be around that guy and go, wow, you know, that's the guy.
So, I mean, obviously, when you started doing research, okay, he's the founder of ESPN. Yeah, and Al Gore invented the internet. We know that, Bill. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was what you initially thought. But as you did more research, now Bill Rasmussen and you, first name basis, every day.
Every day. I mean, I've got a conference call every day with the guy. He calls me with different ideas to see how we can get them, you know, worked into the way that we do the website. Because, you know, in all honesty, if when it comes to video and television and promotion of things, there's probably nobody better out there. But the thing that I guess I bring to the table is, all right, I've done it for the NAIA. I've seen how small colleges work. It's a lot different than the Division I schools and the NCAA that he originally worked with. Now, how can this work at the NAI level or the Division II or Division III level? And that's what he relies heavily on me for, and to also, you know, just make sure we get all the legwork done on all these different projects we've got going on right now.
We're chatting with Jason Danley on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the Director of College Relations for the College Fans Sports Network. You can find out more about that at collegefanswithaz.com, collegefanwithaz.com. Jason, the preseason football magazine is out, and as part of this network, they're also starting to get more publicity via radio, TV, get some games out that you talked about. You've traveled the country, and you're not just out there watching non-conference games out of the GPAC. You're watching games that people always go, where's that school at? But you've done your research, and the preseason magazine is out, and it looks like the same old boys at the top of the mountain here.
It really is. You know, you've got the University of Sioux Falls, who's absolutely one of the best teams in the country, and they return just about everyone again this year. They've got the cover boy this year again in Trevor Holloman, and we could have put another two kids probably on the cover from Sioux Falls, and their quarterback Lorenzo Brown and TJ Wendt. They're really good. With that said, you know, in looking at local and area teams, Hastings College, I really feel like is a sleeper in the GPAC this year, and a lot of people aren't looking at them because they're not one of the two or three traditional powers. I think the Broncos have really got a chance to make some noise this year.
Jason, obviously for this fall, does this open opportunities for you to travel more and see different teams you maybe never saw before?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we started working on a travel schedule to, you know, broadcast games across the country starting August 29th in our first live video broadcast, and it'll be a six-camera shoot and big kind of television production, but for the internet, that'll be August 29th, our kickoff classic. Following that, the next couple days, you know, we'll go to Joliet, Illinois that Thursday, Sioux Falls that Saturday. And the following week, you know, we don't even know where for sure we're going yet. It may be the University of Cumberland's in Williamsburg, Kentucky. It could be Jackson, Mississippi. It even could be Wise, Virginia. So, you know, there are places in this country that I never knew existed that we're going to be taking the College Fans van to and broadcasting football games from.
Jason Danley joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Director of College Relations for the College Fans Sports Network. And it's not just football, Jason.
Well, it isn't? Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to do other things, too.
What else will, I guess, fans find when they go to the website and get involved with the network?
The big thing with College Fans, we really want to try and be everything for all fans of all sports. So if you're a fan of Division II basketball, you're a big fan of the Lopers, you can get on collegefans.com. You can add videos and add photos of whatever player it may be at UNK you follow, or just start a blog or discussion about, you know, UNK basketball or UNK golf or the new women's soccer team there, whatever it may be, you can start that discussion. And if you're a transplanted fan someplace across the country, it gives you a place where you can connect with those fans back home or other people across the country that may be a fan of Colorado State, but you're living in Detroit or wherever it may be. And that's kind of the slogan is College Fans is where fans connect. So, and I think that we're providing them that opportunity through the different discussion boards, message boards, ability to blog, add videos and photos, and all that stuff.
Jason, what's the most exciting thing as you look ahead?
Just where we've come from the day of the acquisition from VSN to now, and knowing that we're going to make those strides even more in the coming months. I mean, when I came on, the plan was, all right, we got this website, we'll travel around, we'll take some pictures of games, and we'll report. Then all of a sudden, we basically have a major television unit that's going to be driving across the country doing games on the internet. And the next step that we've even talked about is, well, heck, if we're doing all these games, we're going to have all these archives, is the next step to have a television network on Dish Network or DirecTV or some satellite network out there. You know, that could be the next step. And then, okay, if you got a 24-hour television network, what goes along with that? You've got to fill it with programming. So just knowing what the future could hold and knowing the amount of backing that we have from Bill Rasmussen and the initial investors and advertisers and everybody that in the company, that just the future looks really bright right now.
Jason, where did the picture come from on the front page of collegefans.com? Was that like a college shoot, or because I don't recognize that kid?
Yeah, I think that picture is about 6 years old. No, I think they actually photoshopped it to make me look younger is really what they did. And it's amazing they can slim you down in those things, too.
You can get...
Really? Can you?
How long would that take on Daddy?
Daddy, we've got a graphic artist that works for us. We could have him give you a six-pack and not the one that you're drinking tonight.
Good Lord. I'll tell you what, that would be heavy pay. You can find out the ramblings of Dan Lee as well on College Fans. That's with a Z, collegefanz.com. And it all starts with some college football, the First Down Classic at Platte City, Missouri. Doan's involved with that. Before we let you get out of here, a little preview of that doubleheader.
You know, the first game, Doan and Avila, I think is a pretty evenly matched game with the edge going to the Tigers. They've just got a little more upperclassman strength. I really like a couple of the ball players that they got coming back. You know, from the local area here, offensive lineman Jake Reba, you know, he is probably going to be one of the better linemen in the NAIA this year. So he's a guy that we'll have our eye on, along with, you know, the 22 returning starters that they have. Avila just not as good as what Doan is right now in the upperclassmen, not as much depth. The night game is really a bigger NAI game because it's two top 25 teams in Ottawa University out of Kansas and McKendree University out of Illinois. Ottawa's kind of a spread-the-field team. They'll throw it all over. They'll be the exciting team to watch. McKendree is like one of the old Nebraska teams, except for they're going to go out of a wing T formation and run the ball. And, both games will be very exciting, and we should have a great turnout, and we're just looking forward to football season getting here.
And the Dana College Vikings preview for the year, you don't have them ranked very high.
I got them in the top 75, so pretty proud of the alma mater there. You know, top 75 out of 92 teams, so we're looking for, Dana has a lot of, issues that, they have to try and overcome as a school and as an athletic program before the football team can get better. And a lot of that just comes down to funding. You know, their enrollment of 600 and, frankly, they need more money and more scholarship money to be able to compete with the big boys, and they're just not there yet.
I'll tell you what, when ESPN and one of their famous alums start dropping million-dollar checks, look out.
You know, Jason, before we get out of here with you, Morningside have got to ask if they can overcome their defensive coordinator this year. They're also, can they vie for that national title?
I think so. I think that Christensen's doing a great job up there, and Morningside graduated a great quarterback in Ian Gilworth, and they've got to replace him, but they got a couple kids in line, I think, that can do that. And the Mustangs will be a top-10 team, and, it basically comes down to if you can beat Sioux Falls in the GPAC, you've got a chance to win a national title.
Well, it's exciting. It, like all the other divisions of football, are getting ready to get underway. The NAIA preview is out. Check out more on collegefans.com. And Jason Danley, the Director of College Relations, right here from Central Nebraska, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jason, we won't wait so long to catch up with you again, okay?
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll be running into one another.
Congratulations, Jason.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Jason Danley, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great site. Check it out. collegefans.com is the place to go. Hey, we did get a winner for Troutman's, by the way. Didn't mention that coming out of the break. How'd we do there, Derek?
Dirk from Hazard is our winner. He knew Charlie Huff, last knuckleballer to make the All-Star game. Daddy, what year was that?
1996.
About as hard to say as it is to hit.
There you go.
The
Boom.
Knuckleballer. God. Charlie Huff. He never cheated. B.G. Brooks, speaking of that, Colorado in our Big 12 preview. B.G. Brooks comes up next here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is...
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
The Electric Doom. If its name sounds like a firecracker, then you're starting to get the picture. It's a 250cc display painstakingly crafted by motocross athlete Kyle Loza. When its fuse is lit, it propels him like a bottle rocket, launching him 40 feet into the stratosphere. There, he ignites the air like an M80 in a jaw-dropping aerial maneuver. See the world's best set off original works of sport at X Games 15, July 30th through August 2nd on ESPN and ABC. Presented by the United States Navy.
You've heard of being named All-Conference, but only one organization has earned the classification of being All-World. The United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you can make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
BioGuard, the products to keep your pool water soft and crystal clean. Hi, this is Doug Detterding reminding you nothing is better than BioGuard water treatment to kill bacteria and algae and to protect against scale corrosion and staining. We are the BioGuard water professionals with both the product knowledge and experience. We're Detterding Swimming Pool Headquarters, 2nd Avenue in Kearney and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA-eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
A mix of clouds and sun will develop during the day today with a chance of a few showers or storms mainly early on with high temperatures around 90. Winds will stay variable at 10 to 15. Tonight, skies turn clear with a low around 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I ask you today,
I'll ask you tomorrow. Tiger of the field, British Open this week.
Tiger.
I did see an interesting bit of information. The last two times they played at Turnberry, which they haven't played very often, the number one man was a winner. So, Tiger, there you go. He's setting it about, actually, in most of the places you look right now, instead of Tiger, the favorite, and then the field, it's the field is the favorite, and then Tiger. Go to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Ken chimes in and says, are you ready for some football? The Royals stink. Lefty is out for the year. Anna Ivanovic.
He means Phil, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Not playing well. Romo dumps Simpson, which means he will play better this year. Talk about the dog days.
And he's bummed because he hates the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So. That's not good. Not good. B.G. Brooks is going to join us in just a second to continue our Big 12 football preview as we take a look at Colorado. And Dan Hawkins comes out again and says 10 wins is not a fluke.
Say that, but why would you want to play that schedule? And you get Miami, Ohio this year instead of Arizona State, which helps. Okay, you get Wyoming, which helps. But still Colorado State in a rivalry game. At West Virginia, can't be a lot of fun to look forward to, can it?
Well, we'll talk about that with our Big 12 preview.
12 days, 12 schools, one child, and two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Our Big 12 preview continues as we're back at the Big 12 North. After talking Oklahoma football yesterday, we talk Colorado Buffalo football today. Interesting situation here as well, Daddy. We've had B.G. Brooks on a couple of times, but with the dissolvement, if you will, of the Rocky Mountain News, BG has had to move on, and now he's right in the back pocket of the university, right?
Well, we'll see. BG, what the hell are you doing? Tell us.
Well, I've spent the last 6 months wondering what I'm going to do, and
finally found out, I was approached by the University of Colorado back in January before the paper closed about a possibility. And you know, I put the possibility on hold until I had definitive word that the Rocky was going to close, which happened in early April. And since that time, we've gone back and forth with Colorado about writing for the university's website, the athletic department website. So, matter of fact, I start that job tomorrow.
Well, a new venture there, and of course, an exciting time, I guess, to get started. BG, before we start talking football, that was kind of a shock across, if not the nation, definitely the Midwest. There were a handful of papers that just didn't make it, I guess, into the wide world of computer age. What happened there?
Well, it was a combination of things at the Rocky Mountain News. The biggest thing, I think, and this is happening at other papers too, is that classified ad revenue has virtually disappeared at newspapers. And there was a time in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, where that's where the big stream of revenue was at the Rocky Mountain News. I think we were second in the country in classified ads to maybe, I think, one of the Texas papers, maybe Houston. But, you know, with things going to the Internet and people advertising on Craigslist and other sources there, that revenue stream dried up. And subscriptions dropped to the news in newspapers, and people really with the Internet and free content showing up on the Internet, newspaper subscriptions all over, for the biggest part, have gone down. And that happened at the Rockies. But the big thing, as I said, you know, wasn't a drop in subscriptions. It was a drop in advertising. And we felt it. We felt it pretty hard. And the parent company of the Rocky Mountain News, the E.W. Scripps Company, put the paper up for sale in December and told everybody on the front end, if a buyer didn't step up, one of the options was to close the newspaper. And, you know, we went through a period there of about 4 months where no buyer stepped up, and sure enough, they came in and said, the doors are going to close. And the tragic thing was, is we were just a couple of weeks short of the newspaper's 150th anniversary. And it, at the time, was the oldest continually operated business in Colorado. So, you know, hey, that's a chapter in the past now, and people are trying to move on.
Well, BG, I guess we got you on to talk a little football, and we start, I guess, with Dan Hawkins. He's 13-24, his record at Colorado, but they gave him an extension last year. How safe is Dan Hawkins?
I think he's safe through his extension. I think the powers that be at CU have said, we like what this guy's doing to put a foundation in place, and I think the contract really kind of reflects that, the contract extension. So, I mean, there's no doubt that he's got to win some ball games. You know, that at any university or any campus, that's going to be the bottom line. But I think there is enough faith in what Dan Hawkins is putting in place here that, you know, they still say he's the guy. And, you know, I believe that. I think his track record speaks for itself. He's still, you know, this is year four for him, and people expect to start seeing progress by year four. So there's no doubt he's got to win some games.
B.G. Brooks joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with the University of Colorado as our Big 12 football preview continues. Well, Coach Hawkins has more than once believes this team can win 10 football games. You can count me among those that are going, no way. Your thoughts on that bold prediction?
Well, actually, it wasn't said in the form of a prediction. That was first said by Hawkins at his team's senior banquet back in back last winter. And he made that statement to close the banquet. And he said 10 wins and no excuses. And I think he laid that out there really as more of a challenge to his guys rather than saying to the general public, yeah, we're going to go out and win 10 games. We're not going to make any excuses. I think he said that as a challenge to his team, and, you know, it came out 10 wins, no excuses, and people said, well, you know, here's a guy who's gone off the deep end. He's saying this team is going to win 10 games with this schedule and with, you know, with the guys he's got coming back. I think it's ambitious, you know, no doubt about that. But I think he has said since then, too, that he believes he could win the Big 12. You know, and the context of that was, what, you know, how do you feel about the upcoming season? You know, in an answer to a direct question, could you win the Big 12? Well, you know, any coach who believes in his bunch is not going to say, no, we got no chance. So, you know, he said, yeah, you know, we've got a chance to win the Big 12, just like, you know, maybe 10 of the other, or, you know, maybe 8 or 9 of the other Big 12 coaches would say in response to that same question. So, you know, that's the context of that.
BG, everybody wants to start at the quarterback position, and Cody Hawkins has obviously had the job at 23 starts he's made, but he's got a young man, a sophomore, Tyler Hansen, pushing him. When they open up in September, September 5th, Colorado State, who is under center?
I'm gonna you know, go out on a limb like everybody else has who has watched this team and say Cody is probably going to be the guy. Now, that doesn't mean that Cody's not going to get pushed in August camp. Tyler Hansen is coming off thumb surgery, and you know, by all accounts, he's recovered from that surgery, and he's going to be close to 100% when they open camp. They've really tried to get Tyler involved in the playbook, in learning the offense, and then coupling that with his athleticism. There are people here that really think that he's going to push Cody pretty hard, but I think Cody's overall knowledge of the offense, his overall leadership, and, you know, some of those intangibles that he brings are really going to pay off for him. Plus, I think if you keep the offensive line healthy, which they couldn't do last year, and establish a running game, Cody's going to be a better quarterback.
B.G. Brooks joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Not a lot of returning starters, 10 for Colorado, but one of those is the bruiser in Darryl Scott. Can he be even better this year?
Well, he's going to have to be. I think everybody, including Darryl, was a little disappointed in the way things went for him last season. But he showed up, wasn't in the best shape for a variety of reasons in August camp, had some injuries early on, and never really hit full stride. But I think you're going to see a different Darryl Scott this time around. The guy that you can't overlook is Rodney Stewart. Rodney Stewart came on really strong as a, you know, kind of a guy from nowhere at the running back spot last year, and was going great guns until he broke his leg in November and missed the last three ball games. The other guy to watch, two other guys to watch in the running game are Brian Lockridge. Remember that name because I think he's going to be something special. And then Demetrius Sumler, who was a very, very solid running back last year. So, you know, if they can keep those guys healthy and keep the offensive line healthy, I think the running game is going to be pretty solid.
BG, that hampered Colorado more than anything last year. It wasn't just two running backs that got hurt. It was a whole team that was beat up.
Yeah, it was. And you know, you start with the offensive line with a couple of starters going out and them really having to kind of retool the thing on the fly. So that you talk to any football coach and they say if you go into a season feeling pretty good about your offensive line and then lose a couple of guys really quick out of the gate, you know, you're just not going to be the same team, and they weren't.
BG, let's run through two or three more things here real quick. That non-conference schedule has always been a bear for Colorado. I look at it, it seems manageable, although going to West Virginia on a nationally televised Thursday night game is going to be a tough way, but they get the bye week before it. Colorado State hasn't been blowing things up the last couple of years. Toledo is a formidable MAC. You got Wyoming, you got West Virginia. As you take a look at that, what do you think about their non-conference schedule?
Well, I think in one sense, they've scaled back a little bit from really loading up, you know, on heavyweights in September. On the other hand, you're right, the trip to West Virginia is no cupcake. Going to Toledo is no cupcake, particularly with a short turnaround from the Colorado State game. And Colorado State is always, you know, a very emotional game in this state. The one good thing, I think, for CU is that the game this year is played in Boulder. So Colorado should have a definite edge there. But if they come out of September winning three of those ball games, then I'd say they're off to a terrific start.
Who replaces George Hippolyte?
Well, they've got a couple of freshmen coming in who one of the guys is a pretty highly touted recruit named Edward Knuckles, and he is he's still waiting on his paperwork or his academic paperwork, the transcripts, to be eligible. He's a candidate. There's another freshman that named Nate Bonsu, who's another big body. Now, you know, plugging a freshman in there for a guy like Hippolyte might be kind of dicey, but I think they're looking at those two guys to really step up. If they're reporting in shape and are strong enough to play the position as freshmen.
BG, the loss of Josh Smith, who was in the running for maybe, if he had a great year, all-conference honors with maybe at the wide receiver and, of course, in the special teams with the punt returns, kick returns. Who takes over for him?
Well, that remains to be seen. The thing with Josh Smith was, kind of bizarre back a couple of months ago when he said he was going to transfer, and the school's initial response was that we're going to give you your release, but only to Southern California. And since then, the school has eased up a bit and said, we'll release you also to UCLA. If UCLA wants to, if you want to go to UCLA. So I think that, one of the guys they've looked at back there is Rodney Stewart. At least they were looking at him in spring ball. They were also looking at Josh, but Josh is out of the picture now. But that's something that's going to be remain to be seen and probably going to be settled in camp.
BG, before we let you go, we've been asking everybody who's going to play in the title game the first weekend in December and who's your offensive and defensive players of the year in the Big 12.
Well, the title game, I'm going to say Oklahoma will be back. And from the north, gosh, I really think it's a toss-up. I'm not really on the Nebraska bandwagon like a lot of people are, saying that they've made all the strides they need to make under Bo Pelini. Kansas looks awfully good to me with Todd Reesing. So,
fair enough.
Those will be my two. Players of the year, offensive player of the year, hard to go against a returning Heisman Trophy. So, there again, you've got other people who could step right up. Colt McCoy, who's going to overlook him?
Right on.
Defensive player of the year, I don't know. I like the Nebraska defensive tackle.
Sue.
So let's go with him.
Fair enough.
Well, BG, best of luck with your new job there at the University of Colorado, and we look forward to catching up with you in the future. And we promise not to kick any more 57-yard field goals.
Well, that no doubt that was a huge turning point for both teams at that point of the year.
Well,
Colorado.
It's definitely bounce back time for the Buffaloes. BG, enjoy the rest of your summer. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Anytime.
BG Brooks on our Big 12 preview as we continue our look with the University of Colorado tomorrow. Well, I pose the question, is Robert Griffin, the most overrated player in the Big 12. We are going to go to Waco, to the Tribune Herald, and catch up with Jerry Hill.
Hey, guys, Jerry Hill's very, very informative. Just speaking with him off the air, really looking forward to that. And I think he's fired up about Baylor Bear football.
Because we will also be in Hastings tomorrow for the Sports Nightly tour. There's some golf, and then there, of course, is going to be Sports Nightly live at Hastings at Bullseye. You're all invited out from 6 to 9 tomorrow night. We're going to catch up with Lane Grindle from the Husker Sports Network next.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? Maybe never. Until now. If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans just like you have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. As a matter of fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. With American Tax Relief, now Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. 1-800-943-8835. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-943-8835. That's 1-800-943-8835.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Let's face it, as much fun as summer is, our skin pays the price with burns and bites. Get to ABC Drug for sunscreens that are at least 15 SPF or above and fight against harmful UVA and UVB rays. ABC carries a sunblock that has a bug repellent. Fight the sun and the pesky mosquitoes too. ABC Drug and Gift is your summer soothing Health Mart headquarters on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A mix of clouds and sun will develop during the day today with a chance of a few showers or storms mainly early on with high temperatures around 90. Winds will stay variable at 10 to 15. Tonight, skies turn clear with a low around 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Remember, if you miss any of the program or just want to go back and listen to some of our Big 12 football previews, today, of course, Colorado, yesterday, Oklahoma, just go to our webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com, and click on the Doug and Daddy blog brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Courtyard, which was very beautiful last night. Very beautiful. Check it out, ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can find out more about what's going on with the Doug and Daddy Show, which will be live on the road tomorrow. We will be in Hastings, which is a big sports town and a big sports day tomorrow as we get ready for the Nebraska Sports Network's tour across the state in Alliance yesterday, on their way to North Platte today, and then tomorrow, Hastings, they'll be doing the show live from Bullseye. We invite everybody to come out and see the gang, Lane and Greg and Joe and everybody else that's going to be tumbling in. And joining us now from the Husker Sports Network is Lane Grindle on the road. Good morning, Lane.
Boys, we've put a lot of miles on the old Woodhouse truck so far, but it's going to be a lot of fun to get to Hastings. I'm just excited to be on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's one of the highlights of my year every year.
Well, you know, after we're on your show, it's usually about a year hiatus before we can invite anybody back on our show. So
there you go.
What did Joe think of Alliance?
Joe didn't like the greens very much in Alliance. They didn't treat him very well on the front nine. We played 18 holes yesterday, and Gann's a pretty he can swing it. He's a big swinger. He had a couple drives 350-plus yesterday, but he wasn't so great up on the greens, and that hurt his game. But I think he liked Alliance, at least most of the night. I think he had a pretty good time.
People want to know out there, who's the best golfer out of this crew?
Now Joe is.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's disappointing. I know you'd like me to say someone else because, you know, the obvious answer is that Joe's the best golfer, and everybody probably anticipates that he is. He really is. He's the best golfer of the crew.
Well, that's enough talk about Joe Gans. I mean, really, he wasn't even the top five quarterbacks in the league last year. So let's talk about some anyway. Hey, Lane, talk about what the Sports Network, Husker Sports Network, is doing and what folks can expect tomorrow in Hastings.
You know, we're having a lot of fun with this. You know, this is the second time we've done this road trip. And last year we made our way across the state kind of in similar fashion. Last night we kicked it off in Alliance. We're going to be in North Platte tonight, and then, you know, we'll be in Hastings. Basically, you know, it's one of our ways to get out in some of these great communities that have been so supportive of our network. You know, I think sometimes people associate us and what we do and think, well, you know, they're concerned about Lincoln and Omaha only, and that's just not true. You know, we have so many great clients that are out from, you know, across the state, not just Lincoln and Omaha. We have great affiliates, obviously, as you guys know about, across the state, and Hastings has been a really good one for us the last couple of years as well. So it's a way to just get out and see some of the people in these other communities that we don't maybe get a chance to see as much of in the fall or in the spring during baseball season. And, you know, to be able to add Joe to the roadshow this year was a really big get for us because, obviously, he's new in everybody's minds because he just wrapped up his playing career at Nebraska. And right now, I think, you know, you can kind of say he's the poster boy of the Bo Pelini era so far. I mean, he's a very popular guy. People want to meet him. And so it's been really nice having him along on this roadshow because it has really added to the excitement of coming out to some of these towns.
Landon, doing your show and getting on the road, the excitement level in Nebraska football has got to be, it's certainly at a fever pitch right now, got to be really back to an all-time high, does it not?
I can't remember it ever being like this, you know. And I think there's two reasons why. You know, after the 05 season, you win the Alamo Bowl. I mean, people are excited, but we're all past the Bill Callahan era. I don't, you know, want to just completely, you know, throw dirt on the guy's grave. But there was always a percentage of Husker fans that I think were always going to have a certain level of uncertainty. They weren't sure they were going to ever be able to trust Bill Callahan. He just, you know, there were a lot of things about Nebraska and the tradition that he didn't embrace the way that a lot of people wanted to see him embrace it. So even with success, I think he was going to have certainly people that were going to be critical of him. Bo's really not been that way, obviously. He was a guy that was celebrated when he was here. People wanted him to get the job the first time around. And now that he is here and he does have the job and things are going in a good direction, there's an incredible amount of trust, I think, in what he and this staff are doing. And so, you know, hey, a 9-4 season was a really good season, I think, all things considered. But Bo, as he said many times, doesn't consider it to be very good. He wants to take this program to another level, and he is the first one to fall on the sword when things don't go right. And I think that really, it jives well with the people of Nebraska because he fits, I think, the profile of the typical Nebraskan from the standpoint that he doesn't make a lot of excuses. So I would agree. I don't remember the anticipation for a season probably ever being what it is for this year. And I hope that doesn't put too much pressure on this team because this team has some difficult games on the schedule. And, you know, I think another 9-4 season or a 10-4 season would be a tremendous accomplishment. So
Lane Grindle from the Husker Sports Network joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for a last minute here. They're on their way to North Platte, the Husker Sports Network going across the state. They're going to be in Hastings tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show live early. They go from 6 to 9 at Bullseyes, and everybody's invited to come out and see them. Lane, in this last 45 seconds here before the top of the hour, everybody's kind of right now in that hover mode, that circle mode, because it's pretty quiet. We know that the Husker coaches are game planning and maybe getting that last little bit of family time in, and the guys are still working out, but here in a couple of weeks it's full go. Is everything in place in Lincoln for this fall, and everybody thinks Nebraska is going to be North champions, Husker fans, North champions, get a shot at Oklahoma? Is all that within the realm of possibility?
Oh yeah, I think that's the logical next step. I think that's got to be the goal for everybody. I think that's just the logical next step in this Bo Pelini era, so to speak. And, you know, we're going to get going, boys. Will I see you boys down at the Big 12 Media Days this year?
We will be in Dallas. What about you?
Right. Oh, we'll be there. I missed it last year because my daughter was born. We picked an inconvenient time to have a daughter, so I missed the Big 12 Media Days last year, so I'm excited to get back down to Dallas this year for it.
Well, that's a lot better. You know, like, you miss it because of, like, pneumonia or the whooping cough or something. we can forgive you for having a daughter.
If I had to miss the Big 12 Media Days for a reason, having a daughter is usually a pretty good one. So.
Yeah, the Slackers last year, they sure covered for you. Hey, Lane, we'll get you out of here. We'll see you tomorrow over in Hastings, and have a good show tonight, all right?
Hey, looking forward to it, guys.
Thanks, Lane. Lane Grindle from the Husker Sports Network there in Hastings tomorrow, and the Doug and Daddy Show will be there live tomorrow from 11 to 12, and then tomorrow night at Bullseyes. We're going to be out at the Elks tomorrow. They've got a little golf outing. That's where we're going to be doing the show, and then the public is invited to the evening sports nightly at Bullseyes from 6 to 9.
Folks, they did this road trip through Kearney a year ago, and getting a chance to see it, their sales crew, they do like 12 minutes an hour. They get a chance to mingle with you. If you want to meet Joe Gans, he will be there. It's not like these guys just sit up there, do their show, and move on. You get a chance to get out, visit with the guys. Really, it's a great opportunity to meet these guys if you haven't got an opportunity to do so in the past.
So tomorrow on the show, we will talk with quarterback Joe Gans. We'll also talk with the voice of Husker football and all sports that include baseball. Greg Sharp will join us. Also, our Big 12 preview. Baylor tomorrow. Jerry Hill from Waco Tribune Herald will join us. We want to thank B.G. Brooks from the University of Colorado, Lane Grindle from the Husker Sports Network, and Jason Danley from College Fans Sports Network for joining us on the show today.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you live from Hastings tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show, 23 hours from now, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.